10,314, Joseph T. Dasho Builders, Inc., south of Route 54, east of Roosevelt Avenue, being Lot 25 within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
You both want to speak? You got to speak as well, okay. Names and addresses, please.
Joseph T. Dasho, 10463 Golf Course Road, Ocean City, Maryland.
Eddie S. Ellis, I'm temporarily at my son's house, Pasadena, Maryland.
What's the mailing address?
I'm using his address.
What is it?
8109 White's Cove Road, Pasadena, Maryland, 21122.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Gentlemen, before the testimony, do you see on your drawing there that the correction would be 4.9 on the north side is what the variance they're asking for? I believe that shows on, does it show that you have a 7.2 or the 4.9?
7.2.
Okay, if you look up there, you'll see a 5.1. Okay. Right next to the 2.8. The 2.8 is the elevation. That's an elevation number. And it was mistook by the office as their variance, okay? The variance they're looking for is 5.1 tenths from the 10-foot side yard.
Okay. So you're saying it is presently 5.1, they need 4.9?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, you may proceed.
Yes, we're requesting to have, as you just stated, the left side, the north side, reduced from 10 foot to 5 foot, and the rear setback from 20 to 15, and the front yard setback from 30 to 10. And we find this in keeping with many of the residents that are in Cape Windsor at this point. This was a mobile home, and now Ms. Ellis would like to build a stick-built home on site.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, I'm sure that we've approved the right type of these.
In Cape Windsor, there's been many variances granted in there, yes.
What's the notation for the approval on the right? Is that for the shed?
Yes, that's correct.
The shed's going to stay?
Yes.
And then the dwelling is actually proposed at this point. It hasn't been built yet?
That's correct.
Thank you for that. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Yes.
Mr. Warren? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have two letters in opposition. Let's see. This one's from Philip de Finsterer and Joyce. They are, let's see, they say that they should, on the lagoon side, they want them to hold the 15 feet. But as long as you're 20 feet and it's, you know, the variance. Okay, that's what, I believe that's what Cape Windsor wants, right? It's the 15 foot.
That's correct.
Right, so that's, she's referring to that. And that has nothing to do with the 20-foot encroachment into the 20-foot. And the other is opposed to, let's see, the 7.2-foot from the normal side setback has been requested. Is that correct?
That's correct.
They're opposed to that.
And that's the transposed numbers.
They were the transposed numbers.
Right.
So pretty much what I'm saying is that the opposition is not there because of the fact that the number 7.2 tenths of a foot, they're opposed to that.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as usual, in Cape Windsor, the lots are very small and unique in that sense. And I believe the request enables reasonable use to be developed, and it wasn't necessarily created by the applicant. I certainly don't think it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So I would make a motion we approve case number 10,314.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,314. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 10.